speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
You know, we are blessed here at East End with many great families, wonderful families who are bringing up some great kids in the Lord. And not only are they being taught according to the will of God, they're also being taught how that they might be able to present themselves in the secular world to be productive citizens. And to that, we are most grateful for. Today, as we assemble together, I want to say congratulations to our graduates this year. We have one who is graduating from kindergarten. We have three young ladies who are graduating from high school. And then we have two college graduates. And to all of these individuals who have reached milestones in their life, we say congratulations. And I ask a question: what are your plans for the future? As we think about our plans for the future, all of us ought to have plans for the future. But those who are graduating from high school, I want to focus our attention on what is it that you have planned from the time in which you receive your diploma. What are your plans for life? To begin with, we want to begin by praising you. You have indeed worked extremely hard to achieve this goal. Last night I sat down and figured up the number of days that you have spent from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and it's over 2,300 days in school. That's a lot. And I took a few away for kindergarten, knowing that there are some days that they don't go that others do. Also, you have accomplished a lot by doing over 100 different tests and other projects in school, not to count the countless hours that you have spent in doing homework to accomplish whatever task was laid upon you. Throughout the course of your studies in high school, and that's who I'm speaking to primarily today, to our high schoolers, you have indeed learned a lot. While you may look at the things that you have done in school and the time that you have spent and you say, you know, I've not really done a whole lot, I've not really accomplished a lot, in reality, you have learned a great deal. The fundamentals like reading, arithmetic, and just the other foundational things, English, those things have been such a blessing to you, not only to get you to the point that you are in life, but you will use those skills continually throughout the course of your life. Not to mention also, though, the friendships that you have been able to gain while you are there. You have been able to learn social skills. You have also been able to gain friendships that you will not only know today, but you will, especially as life moves on, value those friendships, those acquaintances that you have made early on in life. You have also remained focused throughout the course of this endeavor. It's not been easy, to say the least, in regard to the things that you go through with school, with the homework assignments, with the test, with all that has to offer, but then also having to deal with people in general. I know that can indeed be extremely difficult from time to time. Yet at the same time, you have remained focused, and therefore you now are facing the point that you have been waiting for to accomplish this dream of graduating from high school and going on to this next phase or segment in your life. And it's with that then, I say, what is it that you have planned for the future? What do you want out of life? I'll tell you what we want for you in life. We want you to be happy and we want you to be successful. We want you to be happy with your life and we want you to be successful in life, but also we not only want you to be successful in this world, more than that, we want you to be successful in your relationship with God. We want you to be a successful Christian so that someday, whenever you stand before God in judgment, heaven will be your eternal reward. Today, as we think about ways that you will be able to be successful in life, as well as in regard to spiritual matters, I thought about David, some things that are brought forth from Psalm 78, verses 70 through verse 72, and some things that I found relative to David's life and his success that I want to take and to apply to us today. To begin with, in Psalm 78 and verse 70, we learn is that God chose David to be one of His servants and to serve Him amongst the children of Israel, His special people, And the Scripture identifies is that He took him from the sheepfold. He took him from the sheep pen. And as I look with reference to David, he had a very humble beginning. He was a shepherd who tended to the sheep, and in this he was very responsible with the work that had been laid before him as a shepherd watching over sheep. And it's important here from this context, though, I believe, to draw forth that God chose him from that position. He was raised in a very humble manner. And kids today, I want to encourage you to always remember the roots to your existence. Many of you have been blessed to be able to be raised in Christian homes where your mom and dad are both members of the Lord's church. And in that, they have worked diligently to instill within you not only things that you will need as you go out and you engage in life, but they have also sought to instill within you godly principles, things that are important to God. And therefore, understand what it is that they have sought to instill within you so that someday you will be able to stand faithful before God as one of His children. But then also, I think with reference to not only what it is that you have been introduced to by your parents, also think with reference to the church. You are a member of the church. All of those who are graduating this year are members of the church here. And in that, we want to encourage you to take the things that you have been taught in your classes, the things that you have learned from sermons and on your own personal studies and such, and to never forget the root to your existence, especially whenever it comes to the spiritual things that you have been taught with reference to our God. And always go back and to understand that these things are very important for your life, for your success in this world, but also when it comes to serving God faithfully, and use these things continually to the glory of our God's name. But then also focus upon building a godly character every single day. It's said in this context concerning David that he was a man of integrity. God didn't mention in this setting anyway all of David's other accomplishments in life. He didn't mention in this context that David was a man of war and that he had been successful in leading God's people during war times. But rather what he brings out is that David is a man of integrity. He is a man of his word. He is a man of God. He is a man who focused his life centered in and around God. And therefore, kids today, I want you to focus your life every single day to say, how can I build a character that will identify that indeed I am a Christian? Well, to begin with, you need to continually think about being Christ-like, to make sure that you read and study from the Bible. And in reading and studying from the life and the teachings of Christ, say, what is the things that I find here characteristic of the life of Christ that can help me? Not only that can help me, but that I can put into my life and hence help me to build a Christ-like character. In all, you need to be upright. You need to be upright when it comes to your dealings with people in society. Be upright also in regard to the way in which you deal with people in the church, with your family and such. But then also be an individual who is noted in this world as being honest and fair all the way across the board, every single day. Focus upon building your character in a godly manner. But then also, give your life over to God fully by seeking the heart of God. In this context also, according to what we read, it says that David led God's people. He shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart. And as I think about the heart of David, what do we learn about the heart of David from Acts chapter 13 and verse 22? Says that David was indeed a man after God's own heart. And as we think about David being a man after God's own heart, it doesn't mean that he lived a sinless life. You also will make mistakes in your life. And in that, you need to understand, though, is that God sees that as sin, and you need to make sure that you do what God commands you to do, what He commands all of us to do, in order to have that sin forgiven, hence so that we will no longer be seen as a sinner, but rather as a saint in His sight. As I think, though, about David being a man after God's own heart, we need to be individuals who also look to the heart of God. And when we think about the heart of God, What type of heart do we find to be characteristic of a God? God is humble, is He not? God is reverent. God is respectful. God is trustworthy. God is loving. God is devoted. God is obedient to you and me in doing whatever it is that He says that He's going to do. God is faithful. And then when we think with reference to the way in which this would apply to David, David was by all means a man who was repentant. He saw the heart that God has. As well then, he sought to develop this type of a heart himself. And based out of the things that he did that fell short of glorifying God, pleasing God, he was a man with his heart then who turned to God in repentance. And kids, always make sure that you are seeking to serve God from your heart with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that you love God to that very end. But then also strive each day in like figure to perfect your skills that you might be able to be productive in life. This same context of Psalm 78 in verse 72, the latter portion says, "And guided them by the skillfulness of His hand." From the thing that David learned in life, not only things that he had been taught, but things that he learned from personal experience, he continued to use those things, those blessings, to lead others according to the way in which would be pleasing and acceptable to our God. And kids today, as you are looking to graduate from high school or to our college students who have graduated from one segment of college and going on, or you're getting ready to go out into the workforce, understand that the principles that have been laid before you, that these are very valuable tools and that you need to continue to build upon those skills. Why? Because God expects you to do those things. He wants you to learn all that you can and to understand the importance of using those skills or tools in your life, that you will indeed be counted as a productive citizen in this world that, again, will help in glorifying our Heavenly Father. But friends, also, as I think with reference to you going out and being successful beyond graduating from high school or even from college, you have been given a foundation upon which to build. A building is only as strong as the foundation upon which it stands. If the foundation is faulty, the structure will suffer over time. But with a solid foundation, the building sits situated to stand strong. It will endure the storms as well as the stresses of life. And graduates, I encourage you to continue to build upon your life according to the principles that God has given through His inspired Word. And in this, then, also continue to build your education upon the expectations that God lays before you. And as you would go out and build your own homes, have your own family, have your those that you are responsible for, continue to build your homes upon the standards of our God. But then kids, also today, we want to encourage you, as what we see characteristic in David's life. David sinned in a number of ways, but he sinned in a big way, if you would, that we all are evident of, in sinning with Bathsheba. And the Bible identifies to us is that he understood that this was a door that he should not have opened. This world is filled with dangerous and deceptive things, and you will be presented with all kinds of opportunities. And kids, some of these open doors will serve to be a blessing in your life. Open those doors, go through those doors, and cherish the moment that you have before you. Others, though, other opportunity, other doors that seem to be opening for you, proceed with caution. Make sure that you take a very long look at that door. Why? Because it might prove to be a stumbling block or even worse. The Bible identifies to us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 that Satan is alive and that he is as a roaring, going about seeking whom he may devour. And kids, you will do well if you learn from your mistakes, but then also you will do well if you learn to recognize which doors to enter and then also which doors to avoid. What am I saying this morning? Kids, walk in wisdom. Don't make rash decisions. Think things through rather than just acting rather than just reacting, rather. Think things through and make a rational decision upon whatever it is that needs to be decided upon. Don't go into questionable places. Why? Because questionable places will lead to a questionable future. Don't hang out with ungodly people. Why? Because they're noted as ungodly people for a reason. And ungodly people will lead you unto a path of ungodliness. And therefore, kids, remember. Always remember today that the choices that you choose will not only affect the here and now, but it will affect your future in either a positive or in a negative manner. And kids, even whenever you leave your mother and father's home, we have many, I think, who will be going local to college. Parents cherish that as long as you can. Because when they move away, it takes a whole other element or angle of that sad emotional feelings that we gather. In that, though, kids, as you would leave your mom and dad's home, continue to call them. They love you. They have loved you up until this point. That why they have cared for you up until the ways in which they have. Continue to call them, and they're going to give you solid advice. Why? Because of the love that you have, they have for you. Stay connected with the church. Why? Because the church will be your edification. The church will rejoice with you whenever things are going well. But also whenever things are not going so well, the church will be here for you. With your family, of course. Your physical family. But as your spiritual family, we will be here for you to help you through those trying moments, those difficult hours, whenever you think that your world is caving in. And kids, also, every single day, consult the Word of God. God's Word is imperative for our lives. Continue to read and study from the Bible. Why? Because God's Word will set you on the path for success in life. But God's Word will set you on success for eternity, so that someday you will be able to dwell with Him in the end. Kids, focus your attention on being successful. Success only comes to those who seek to be successful. Thomas Edison gave three grand essentials for success at one point in his life. He said hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and common sense. Pretty good principles, are they not? Through your hard work, perseverance, and faith in God, kids, you can indeed live out your dreams and at the same time be able to be pleasing and acceptable to our God. In being successful, sometimes the path to success may prove to be really easy. In other words, things might just fall into place. David had those moments in his life where everything just fell into place. And yet at the same time, many will see difficult times and it will appear as if they're never going to fall into place. Harry Golden, who was born in Ukraine, moved to the United States, became a noted writer, once wrote, "The only thing that overcomes hard luck is hard work." The only thing that overcomes hard luck is hard work. Biblically, God tells us that we are all to earn our keep. We've got to be busy. But also God tells us that our aspirations for life must align up with His will if we want Him to bless us. If we want to stand in His favor. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. Where will you find your strength for these moments where things are difficult? Where will you find your strength to be able to persevere and to prevail? In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, Paul identified to the saints at Colossae in saying, he says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to mankind. Keep on doing what God expects you to do." Look to your goals. Focus upon those things. What you want to accomplish in life. Make that your focal point. But at the same time, keep looking to our God. Lean upon Him to see you through unto a point of being victorious in life. And kids also, understand the significance, the importance of using the blessings that God gives you to the glory of His blessed name. Kids, we live in a world today that is facing many challenges. And it's interesting, as I look to a lot of our younger generation, it seems as if a majority are going according to liberal ways. It seems as if so many people today could care less about our God. And sadly, that's not only that way with the younger generation, it seems to be that way even with some who are older, my age and older. And I don't understand that. Yet at the same time, kids, in this, we need to understand that we cannot be conformists. We cannot be like the world. But rather, we need to be reformers. We need to understand that God wants us to reform or to transform our minds to the way that He expects us to go. And in all then, what God communicates to us as to what we see to be even characteristic with David's life is that if we live our lives with the blessings that God gives us to the glory of His name, then we are well on our way to being successful in life and in eternity. And what God shares with us is that you are in control of your future. I'm in control of where I am. And you are in control of where you are today and where you will be tomorrow. The kids also understand that you can influence our nation by what you do in life, by who you are, by what you become, by how far you're willing to go. You can help change the direction of our nation. Today we're going down a negative way. And because of you, who you are, and what you pursue in life, and what you engage in, or what you even don't engage in, you can help to change our nation's future to a positive. The kids also, you might even be able to impact the world. Your future is bright. Your future is as bright as what you will make it. Lean on God. Trust in Him. Live your life to the fullest as a Christian as you can possibly be. Be happy with the blessings that God bestows upon you. Today, we say congratulations to our graduates, to those who graduated from college, to Braylon, who's graduating from kindergarten, but also to our high schoolers who are graduating this coming Friday, my understanding, from high school. And please look to the future. Look to the future that God wants you to lead in this life. Congratulations to each and every one of you. While the lesson today has been focused or directed more so towards our graduates, at the same time, it's a lesson that each one of us needs to hear as to the way in which we need to live or to conduct our life. It may be that we have some here today who are not members of the Lord's church. You've never confessed Christ to be the Son of the living God. You've not submitted yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. If you're subject to that invitation today, we want to invite you with His call. But also, it might be that we have members here who are erring in some way, and you stand in need of our prayers, that you might be restored back into a faithful relationship with our God. If you're also subject to this invitation, we invite you to come.